BMRN.
BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. We're ready to take your call here at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. And Lee, I just read some terrible news.
What?
That I think I'm going to report here on the news, because I think there's a lot of people who knew him, especially if you used to come to our eBay Radio Party. But longtime eBayer and eBay Radio Party attendee Dan McCarthy passed away 2 days ago.
Oh, no.
Yes. So...
Wow.
And to his dear friends and post, I'm thinking of you, we send our condolences, and I certainly will miss his posts on my Facebook thread, because he was a funny guy.
Yeah.
Great sense of humor.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Life is short, and we've all got an expiration date written somewhere on us.
We do.
So be nice to the people you love, and be nice to the people you don't love. What do you got to lose? Nothing.
You know, this, since we're on sad stuff.
Well, life is sad.
You know, Whitney's daughter. You know,
yeah, I heard about that.
I guess they're, the news reports this morning, if they're true, say they're going to turn off her life support on the day her mother passed away.
When is that?
I think it's today or tomorrow, isn't
it? Oh, it's that close, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
but, you know, people are saying they're doing things on Facebook about it and saying, is this right thing to do? Not that
it's none of our business.
Not that it's our business. But the thing of it is I can understand a family's wish to do it on the same day so they don't have to mourn two different days.
It's none of our business. That's the family's business.
Yep.
I don't even have a comment. It's none of my business.
But it's very sad. It's very sad.
Wouldn't it be refreshing if when the, and of course, maybe they get these, but they never post them, is when, you know, they do the man on the street, ask a question. So I'm always waiting for someone to say that to me, ask me a question, so I can say, you know what, I'm just not informed enough about this, so I don't have an opinion. Thank you. Walk away and see if they actually broadcast that.
Oh.
Why do we have to, everyone has to have an opinion about everything.
I know. I do too. I'm one of those.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I because don't anymore.
See, having been...
Ask me something.
You know what it is? It's for
what?
Being a talk show host half my life. You know, controversies, questions that aren't answered, things of this really are part of my soul. Really. Part of it is being a woman, I'm sure, because we like to talk about these things. But another thing is, it is a controversial situation, and... people can have an opinion, but I understand your point of view. Now, on to better things.
Yes.
You being in San Francisco, you know there's San Francisco General Hospital Foundation. And from now through February 12th on eBay, you can bid on one-of-a-kind hearts to help support the San Francisco General Hospital Foundation. And, of course, it's inspired by the International Cow Parade and Tony Bennett's song, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Hearts of San Francisco is an annual tradition in San Francisco since 2004. That year, 131 heart sculptures were created by various Bay Area artists, then displayed around the city for the public to enjoy. And at the end of the three-month installation, the sculptures were auctioned for the benefit of San Francisco General Hospital. Now, the 20 hearts up for sale on eBay range from mini hearts at $2,500 opening bid or $5,000 buy it now, up to tabletop hearts at $25,000 opening bid or $50,000 buy it now. To see and bid, just do a keyword search of Hearts of SF, then click to see sellers' other items or go to the seller's store, because not all of the listings have Hearts of SF in their title.
That's right. You have to.
So that's a good thing happening there. In
that's a good thing.
Your area of the world.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Meanwhile, our phones are open at 888-RADIO-30, or you can click the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player, as Linda from Anchorage, Alaska did.
Mm-hmm.
She's known on eBay as Pearly Queen 55.
Yes.
And she wants to, us to look at an item number.
Okay.
It is, tell me when you're ready.
Wait.
And I'll give it out.
It's a slow computer day.
Uh-oh.
Okay, there it is.
It is 3314-6364-5593. Again, okay. That is 3314-6364-5593. And what she says is, she says, it's a big one for me, so I'd like to do the best possible write-up, etc. And the boilerplate below the description, is it okay? Also, why is it not appearing internationally? I'm offering international shipping, and I thought that was what enabled a listing to appear in other countries. Thanks, Linda.
Okay, so it's a... this is a Ladro figurine. So they're highly collectible, as you know. And this one is interesting because it looks like it mimics as if the piece had been carved out of a block of marble, which is kind of cool, actually. I usually don't really care for Ladro, but this is kind of interesting, this one. And it's a figure of a woman, a mother, holding a infant child up in her arms while she's reclining on her back. And the face... Her face is very Rockwell Kent, is what I think about when I see that. And I love the photographs. The photographs are really quite dramatic. Very nice lighting. Good use of shadow. And this is, you know, we talk about, adequate lighting for your item. And for most merchandise, that means no shadows. But when you've got a work of art like this, where it's highly sculptural and many different planes and surfaces... this seller is using the exact right idea, the way she lit it, so that you can really see the contours and the textures and everything. It's really quite well done, I have to say. So kudos. These are high-quality photos. And I'm assuming your title is good because I don't know much about the collecting. I would say get rid of the asterisks around the word mint. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why this is important. So I'm in the middle of doing some research. And the research I'm doing is why, and we'll talk about this on another thing, but just basically how do items show up in a Google shopping search, and why do they not sometimes show up? And so Google has a pretty extensive list of requirements for both individual businesses that contribute their inventory through their own feed and what's called marketplace aggregators, which is what eBay does. Years ago, you used to be able to submit your own eBay listings directly to Google. You can't do that anymore. Now it's up to eBay, and we submit everything. But they reject a lot. And one of the things they will reject is extraneous titles or descriptions with extraneous punctuation. So those four asterisks that you put around the word mint, go check, but I would bet money your item is not going to appear in a Google shopping search because of that. And that's important. You want your item to appear everywhere.
And Griff, how do we know it does or doesn't appear in a
Google? So if you take most of the title, like if I just copied the first part of the title, Ladro Gift of Life,
right,
and then paste it into a Google search and then click the shopping link, you can tell whether your item is showing up or not. So here's why I'm doing the research. It's slightly selfish. Nothing of mine shows up in Google shopping. Nothing. And it's driving me nuts trying to figure out why. Now, here's the hard part. The hard part is that on their website, they say, contact the marketplace aggregators, technical contact, and they'll give you the reason why. Because Google doesn't tell the individual marketplace subscribers like us sellers. They just tell the marketplace. The problem is they don't. So because, and maybe it's because there's millions and billions of items and sellers, they just block those that don't meet the rules. So trying to figure out what in your listing is blocking them is a challenge. For me, I haven't figured it out yet. I've been taking more and more stuff out, and they're still not showing up. So it's an ongoing trial with me. But I know from my research that one of the things is extraneous punctuation. So get it out of your descriptions, get it out of your titles. That'll help.
Now, what about the fact that she has capitalized the gift of life? Does that matter or not matter?
No, not according to them. It doesn't. It makes no difference on eBay, and it makes no difference apparently on Google. So capitalization is not a problem. They just want to. It's interesting. If you get a chance, and I'll go research the links, and we can publish them because it's not easy to find. I think if you type in the words marketplace shopping Google rules, you may find the link. There's several of them because it's not just one page. But you can learn a lot about what you should and shouldn't be putting in your descriptions and titles. One of the things that's in, and eBay was way ahead of this, but you know, we still have lots of sellers who just aren't getting it. If your pictures, and sorry, I know we're supposed to be dishing this listing, but I'm going to take this opportunity because we've got some time. If your pictures have anything that violates their criteria, your listings won't show up. And that means borders, text overlays. Sound familiar, Lee?
Yes.
Watermarks that are too big. If your watermark isn't discreet and down in the corner of the photo, if it's overlaying, as I discovered yesterday, your listing won't show up. I had a guy say, ask me, why isn't my listing showing up on Google search? And for him, it was easy. I said, dude, I said, your pictures are violating their requirements.
Well, you're teaching us stuff because we're dishing this listing, so don't worry about it.
Okay. And we'll continue.
We're going to finish,
when we get back. This open phones segment was sponsored by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Dial us, won't you? 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with this dishing right here on eBay Radio.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rocket Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house anywhere in the continental USA for just $15 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
34 hopes, 35 hopes, 36.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go, and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 306.
In many ways, your business on eBay is only as good as your reputation. Kat Simpson is known on eBay as the Cat's Boutique. She says once you have a reputation, you have to continue to work at
keeping your good name good. So the fancy explanation is skills, techniques, and business practices to protect your reputation. In a recent survey of eBay buyers, just eBay buyers, 80% of eBay buyers consider your reputation the most important factor of whether or not they buy from you. 70% of eBay buyers won't even buy from a seller who doesn't have a reputation. We live in the reputation economy, and it's everywhere now.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with Girded Loin, here is your host, Griff.
This Open Phone segment is brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630. And if you don't call us today, we'll have to extend the pledge one more day. Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong show. Sorry.
So we were dishing a listing for Linda and Angrich, Alaska, known as Pearly Queen 55 on eBay.
And the most gorgeous photos. Oh, my heavens. They are so beautiful.
Now, did we put her title in the Google search to
No, because I wasn't going to do that, but I will. Hold on a second,
okay,
just to make
sure. Okay,
why
don't you do that?
So I'm going to go to the Google. Let me go over to this Google thing
Go to the Google.
Google. G-O-O-G-L. Yeah, let's put it in. I'm just putting in the words, Ladro, the gift of life. And then I'm going to click on shopping. And, well, here's, so, interesting. All right. How do I say this? So it does show up, but not for her eBay listing of the same thing. So apparently you have this listed somewhere else. So, and we can't talk about that. But if I go there, yeah, that's odd. Why? See, opening up a can of worms here, but I'll just be honest about it. So yeah, it is showing up from another marketplace that you have this thing listed. I trust you aren't trying to sell the same thing in the same place, because that's not, if one sells, that could
God
be
forbid.
An issue. Yeah, it could be an issue, especially if you've got bids on this. But that being said, I suspect, I can't talk about this. How do I talk about it? So I know how to say this. So Google is much more severe with eBay than they are in other marketplaces. So it's not showing up on shopping as being under eBay. There are some, I think. Let me see. I thought I found one here. Coincidentally, no. I'm not seeing any from eBay. Oh, here's one. Yeah, here's one. But I would definitely optimize this listing so that it shows up on your eBay listing shows up. So this is awkward because it's actually showing up for, well, it's showing up for more money on the other marketplace. But
so maybe she has it listed in two places.
In two places, yeah. But
okay.
Still, that doesn't. I still want to see you optimize your listing so that it's in compliance. You don't have an eBay store.
So we're talking about her title right now, but the same Google things hold true in your description, correct?
Yeah, so in your description, and if you read their website, and I didn't bring it up, I want to answer her question about international site visibility, so I have that brought up. But if you go onto Google's website themselves and just search for Google Shopping Marketplace rules, you should get the links that you need to read and see the details of what their criteria is for showing up in shopping. Now, this is talking about shopping, which is their separate aggregate of all the, you know, the online e-commerce that matches that search. But in natural search, you can show up in the top. So a lot of my Hawaiian shirts show up right at the top in natural search. But the problem is there's no photos. It's not as compelling. So getting into Google Shopping is something You may want to make sure you're getting it in there. I wish I hadn't seen that other listing. Anyway, we don't have much time, so I want to get to our next question. By the way, let me just say your description is fine, easy to read. I wouldn't have used different colors. Actually, that can be a problem, different colored fonts. So I really am a big believer in not adding anything fancy. Highlighting. Don't add highlighting. There's a highlighted area here. Another thing about titles, and you're not doing this, but this is important. If you put free shipping in your title, they will not let your listing in through. So that's another thing. We don't want to make this all about them anyway. So the issue of getting site exposures, if you're not selling your item through the global shipping program, there are a whole bunch of requirements, and you actually have to pay for site visibility on eBay on these sites, and it's only available in the UK and the US and Canada. But in Canada, they automatically show up, so it's basically just the UK. Now, that doesn't mean that somebody searching from an international site won't find your item. They usually will, but it'll be found at the bottom of a search, which means if there's no items on that person's eBay international site, yours will show up. It'll be surfaced. But if there are other items, the visibility would be limited, and only after all of that seller's, that buyer's international website shows up first. So it's, if you want it to show up in the UK, you have to pay extra, actually. I forget what the fee is. But if you list it through the global shipping program, it shows up in 50-plus countries. That's why I love that program. Now, I don't know if your item qualifies. It should, but I don't know if it does. The other way to think of this is that people who search can also search on the left-hand side with the refinement that says show worldwide. And if any buyer checks that, your item will show up. So I hope that makes sense. There's a page on eBay. If you search the eBay help and contact pages for international site visibility, you'll find the link for getting exposure on international sites. And that is the end of our first hour.
Well, I there's the music. Well, thank you, Griff. You taught us all some things.
I hope
And you're going to learn more about this Google thing because it's driving us nuts.
I'm in the thick of it right now.
Thank you.
This open phone segment was brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Up next, we'll talk about eBay store categories. This is eBay Radio, and eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Okay, it's down to the wire at tax time, and if you're not done, you're probably losing sleep. Well, sleep peacefully tonight and wake up to GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. They automatically import last year's eBay and PayPal numbers, as well as those from most banks with online service. That way, you have all you need at tax time. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping populates all your numbers into a Schedule C. This will set you up for next year's taxes as you go, with estimated tax numbers and sales tax tracking, so you'll be prepared without any worries at all. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping offers a complete array of bookkeeping tools at a very reasonable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all is the peace of mind it brings. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping will make this year easier, so next year's taxes won't be such a pain. Visit Outright.com now and sleep peacefully tonight.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Endicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Endicia.com/eBay Radio.